This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 3rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tuesday marked the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, with tens of thousands of people celebrating in Tiananmen Square. However, the communist country is responsible for some of the worst human rights abuses of its time. A new crackdown on Christianity has led to thousands of Christians imprisoned, churches and crosses torn down, Bibles confiscated, and extreme government surveillance. Nevertheless, China is home to an estimated 97 million Christians and counting. Open Doors reports that the new persecution has actually led to more leadership in the church, as churches are forced to meet in smaller groups. More are called to take on church leadership. Dr. David Makareth, a Christian in the UK, lost his lawsuit against the British government this week after losing his job over his biblical views on gender and sexuality. Makareth, who had been an emergency doctor for the National Health Service for 26 years, was fired by the Department for Work and Pensions after he refused to identify transgender patients by their fake gender claim instead of their actual biological sex. Makareth grounded his views in Genesis 1:27. However, the judge dismissed that as mere opinion and, quote, incompatible with human dignity, end quote. But Romans 3 verse 4 says, let God be true, though everyone were a liar. The Trump administration announced yesterday that only 18,000 refugees will be allowed to resettle in the U.S. during the 2020 fiscal year, the lowest amount since the start of the refugee program. Meanwhile, the number of religious minority refugees who have been accepted into the U.S. has fallen sharply in the last couple of years, including Iranian and Iraqi Christians. However, the Trump administration has promised millions of dollars to help Christians in the Middle East to rebuild their lives there. The Trump 2020 campaign and the Republican National Committee raised $125 million in the third quarter of 2019, for a total of $300 million this year. That's double the pace of the 2012 Obama campaign. Several Democratic candidates also announced their third quarter fundraising. Bernie Sanders, $25 million. Pete Buttigieg, $19 million, Kamala Harris, $12 million, and Cory Booker, $6 million. On Wednesday, Sanders had to cancel all events and appearances until further notice, after having a heart procedure for a blocked artery. Planned Parenthood announced that they are building an 18,000-square-foot abortion mill in Fairview Heights, Illinois, just miles from the Missouri border after having kept it a secret for a year. The abortion giant hopes to draw women in from Kentucky and Arkansas as well. Planned Parenthood used a shell company to leave no public trace that the former medical office would be turned into one of the largest abortion mills in the country, reports CBS News. Illinois allows for the murder of unborn babies for just about any reason up until the day of birth. Psalm 10, verse 8 says, he sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. Americans spent more on taxes last year than they did on basic necessities like food, clothing, and health care combined, according to the recent Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditure Survey. For 2018, the average American consumer unit spent $18,617 on various taxes, while spending $14,700 on food, healthcare, and apparel and services. A new Lifeway research survey found that less than half of evangelicals, 42%, would express public disapproval of their political party for words or actions that respondents recognize as unacceptable. Scott McConnell, executive director of Lifeway Research, commented on the study, saying, quote, evangelicals, like many Americans, simplify politics to being more about sticking up for your party, end quote. The National Center for Education Statistics report released last week found that homeschooling in the U.S. has doubled in the last 20 years. It's the first federal report in a dozen years on school choice. Public school enrollment dropped from 74% in 1999 to 69% in 2016, while the number of homeschoolers has risen during the same period from 850,000 students to 1.7 million students. The top three reasons cited by parents for homeschooling were concerns over the public environment, 33%, dissatisfaction with the government school's academic instruction, 17%, and a desire to provide religious education, 15%. Ephesians 6, verse 4 says, "Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.